helicopter has just crashed into the East River.
One passenger unaccounted for.
I'm just looking here at 34th Street. That is a fairly common helicopter. In fact, that is the exact same helicopter that I'm riding in right now.
New Jersey, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me.
Occupy Wall Street!
The Occupy Wall Street protest continues and the beat goes on.
Not everybody's been following the rules. Wall Street is an example of that.
This is a CBS News special report. We are interrupting programming this evening because an American Edison has died.
Steve Jobs seemed to know what we wanted before we knew it ourselves.
He created so much of what I use in my life.
The iPhone 4S.
It's like a brand new baby. I'm going to take such good care of it.
And the pitches stuck him out swinging.
Well, this was not the way it was supposed to end for Yankees fans. Alex Rodriguez has just struck out, and the 2011 season is over.
They have no choice but to cancel the first 2 weeks of the NBA season, the regular season.
Guilty for Joshua Komisarzewski in the Cheshire home invasion case.
Close to 30 vehicles involved in this collision on the southbound side of the Garden State Parkway.
911, where's the emergency?
Gunman opens fire at a realty office in Morris County before being shot dead by police.
I just killed someone, Route 46.
What do you mean you just killed someone?
Racing world is mourning the death of Indy 500 champion Dan Weldon.
CBS News special report, Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi has been captured.
Muammar Gaddafi is dead.
The guy they think who actually shot Muammar was wearing a Yankees cap.
If he'd been wearing a Boston Red Sox cap, he probably would have missed. Every day I'm
suffering. A joyous day in Israel in front of the home of Sergeant Gilad Shalit, the soldier held captive 5 years by Hamas militants.
Mark Block here, Chief of Staff to Herman Cain.
That little smoke thing at the end, he's a smoker. We were not trying to send any subliminal messages.
15 city cops have turned themselves in. One more cuffed at home as details of the massive ticket-fixing corruption scandal become public today.
There's no way you could play this down based upon the
early season nor'easter in every sense of the term.
The lights began flickering and all the lights went out.
Lots of people are noticing now that their phones are out.
You're going to go out trick-or-treating tonight with your kids. Please be particularly careful.